Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Dear Christians, this passage is considered by the church to be the status doctrinae of guardian angels. I like throwing Latin out there every now and again so you think I'm smart. Simply means the seat or base of doctrine, the proof text, if you will, that God has in fact assigned to each of us angels that watch over us and protect us. Our ancestors thought that this doctrine was important enough to set aside an entire day of the church year for us to celebrate. The feast of Saint Michael and All Angels is a day to consider this most beneficial and most comforting truth, not so much that we would simply know that there are these like powerful beings out there so that we can stand in awe of them or something. That would be neither beneficial nor comforting. Just as the sun was not simply created for us to stare at and admire, but instead that we would have light and warmth, the angels are surely a great benefit to us as well, and were created for us. So it is that we then consider the office and duty of the angels, which was established by God specifically for the benefit of man. This is just as important for us to rightly understand as any other office. The office and duty of a father, the office and duty of a mother, the office and duty of a magistrate, a pastor, or any other station with duties established by God himself. Now, concerning these heavenly beings and their office and the duties that go along with it, there has surely been much confusion among us. There can be no doubt about it. Too many consider the angels to be like the motherly figures depicted by the Precious Moments figurines, who really have no office or duty toward man, but are simply pretty womanly beings or cute fat babies that make us go, "Aww." This is seen even in our own Christmas nativities that seem to always depict the angels as motherly figures who surround the Christ child as if Mary couldn't be enough of a mother for her son. As if that false understanding weren't enough, there has also arose among us the false understanding that angels are none other than our departed loved ones who just kind of float and fly around and watch every move that we make. This thinking that our dearly departed have wings now and can see everything that we do actually provide any comfort? No. At least it shouldn't. None of these false depictions and understandings are either beneficial for us or comforting. With these thoughts of angels prevailing among us, though, it's really no wonder that the topic has become almost taboo, even among good godly Christians. So let us then abandon these false notions and consider instead the true work and office of the holy angels as God gave it to them. In our epistle, we heard of a great war that took place in heaven. Michael and his angels fought the dragon called Devil and Satan, who had his own rebellious cohort of angels. This devil and his angels were defeated, and they were cast down to the earth, where they now toil night and day to bring wrath upon the inhabitants of earth. That's you, me, every man, woman, and child. In order to rightly understand the work and the office of the holy angels, we must become completely convinced that that is true. There are demons among us. Even, yes, right now, right here in this holy place, the devil is attacking you. St. Peter speaks of it this way: Your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Why is it, do you think, that your mind so often wanders during the sermon? Or when you leave, you don't remember what the readings were for the day? Why is it, do you think, that you make it halfway through a hymn and realize you have no idea what you've been singing about? It is because, as we all memorize, the devil does not want you to hallow God's name, nor let his kingdom come to you. So it is also all around us when we leave this place, every day of our lives, and anywhere in the world. And you know it. Mothers are murdering their own children in their own wombs. Men are pretending to be wives to other men. Parents are allowing their children to be indoctrinated day and night into believing absurd things, such as the lie that men can bear babies, the lie that God making a person male or female is something that can be changed, or whatever other abomination comes to your own mind. I know you have your own list. And yet, everyone walks around feeling safe and secure, as if the devil and his evil angels have no power at all. With everyone having his guard down, they so easily possess so many that greed, and hatred, and envy, and unchastity, and the like are simply the orders of the day. Dear friends, you do not live in a safe garden. There is no such place. The devil attacked our first parents even in paradise. And do not think you're above it. He attacked even Christ himself when he walked this earth and lived in this world. Do not think that he cannot come to you too. Be sober and vigilant concerning this, praying the Father in heaven would grant you the grace to keep watch against the devil, who wants nothing more than to destroy you, bringing you especially in to unbelief. Because of the great threat he is to us, we must truly believe this. And when we do, we can finally understand the great comfort that is in the truth concerning the holy angels. You see, Michael and his angels didn't go off after their victory and hang out on some sandy beach thousands of miles away either. Yes, the devil and his angels do not rest, striving day and night to murder your soul, to instigate great harm to your body, your property, your reputation, and so forth. And if he had his way, you would be left with nothing, no house, no wife, no child. He would take from you every bit of your health. He would destroy your crops. He would kill every single one of your cows. He would not let you live for even a moment. And yet those things do not happen. Cities are built. Farmers are harvesting their crops, though maybe not this weekend. They will on Monday, maybe this afternoon. Men and women get married and have children. And here we are, still gathered to hear God's word and receive his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. This we may attribute to the holy angels, who also do not rest day or night, defending us against the attacks of the devil. This is not to say, of course, that no evil will befall you. As was already pointed out before, the devil is hard at work all around us, to be sure. But this is only because the Lord Almighty allows it. If you remember back to Trinity 15, the devil is the prince of this world, and trials and crosses certainly come our way. Without them, in fact, we would continue to think that all is well. And we would surely never learn to cry out to God, "Help, dear Father, help." But he does give the devil some room, that we may learn to do this. And when we do, he most certainly answers our cries by sending us his holy angels, who beat the devil back and ensure that he cannot complete the task of utterly destroying us. Thanks be to God. And you can be sure that the holy angels can and do defeat the devil and his holy angels. For what did our Lord say about the angels that our Father in heaven sends to protect you, his dear children? He said, take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. They do not see in a mirror dimly like we do. They look directly at the face of the Father. They have a full knowledge of what is good and right and true, what is needed in your life. Furthermore, they stand beside the one we call the Almighty. It's truly all-powerful. You can be sure that even a single angel is more powerful than 1,000 devils. A word of warning must be said here. We certainly do not worship these heavenly beings. We see this especially in Revelation 22, when St. John falls down at the feet of one of the angels who's talking to him to worship him, and he's rebuked by that very same angel who says, do not do that. I am a fellow servant like you, and of your brethren the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book, you worship God. You're not to put our faith and our trust in these heavenly beings any more than we are to put our faith and trust in the father, mother, king, or prince, supervisor, or employer. We give thanks to God for these various offices that he has established, that we may receive his love through those whom he has appointed. But we do not have our victory over Satan through any of them, not a single one. This is why the holy angels' most important work is not to guard our fields and our cities from Satan's attacks against the flesh. Instead, this most important work of the holy angels is to keep you in the gospel. In fact, this office that we call angel means nothing other than messenger. And what is the message that the holy angels speak to you? Look again to the epistle. Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and the power of Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God night and day has been cast down, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives to the death. You will never overcome the devil by simply knowing that you have a guardian angel. The devil is overcome instead by the blood of the Lamb, which is none other than our dear Lord in the flesh, who took your sin into his own body and paid the price for them with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. As one of the other Saint Johns once said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Of all the devil's attacks against you, taking that truth from you is his ultimate goal, and he will try it any way that he can. The things of this world will surely pass away eventually, every single one of them, though the holy angels do help you keep them for a time. But the gift that Christ purchased for you, your salvation, this is yours for eternity. The devil and his evil angels want nothing more than to snatch this precious gift from your hands. And so it is that our Heavenly Father has appointed his holy angels to guard you from these attacks. As has been said already, they do not rest, constantly driving you back to the Word of God, that you may be among those who overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Dear friends, I implore you to always remember that the great battle that is going on all around you day and night. Though you may feel secure, the devil is constantly attacking you. He never lets up. This is why we give thanks to God for the holy angels whom he has sent to watch over and protect us. Though these things are done in secret, we can see it with eyes of faith. I ask you make one final consideration. The prophet Elijah in 2 Kings, who was surrounded by a great army of the Syrians. Horses and chariots pressed in upon him from all around. So much so that his young servant called out to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" Elijah looks him in the face and says, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And then he prayed to his heavenly Father, saying, "Lord, I pray, open this young man's eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened his eyes, and the young man saw legions of angels on their own horses and their own chariots, and numbers far abundant, more great than the great army of the Syrians. With eyes of faith, you know that that is true even today, even right now. You may look behind the curtain. Though the devil and his evil angels surround us day and night, God has sent each one of us his holy angels to guard and protect us against them. This is why we teach our little children and even those who come later in the faith to pray every morning, "Let thy holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me." God grant you your prayer. He grant it all for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.